Hallelujah, Christ is risen. Almighty God, you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Be with you. Let us pray. O God, you have prepared for those who love you such good things as surpass our understanding. Pour into our hearts such love towards you that we, loving you in all things and above all things, may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who heard the word. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter said, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" So he ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they invited him to stay for several days. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. A reading from the first letter of John. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the parent loves the child. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey his commandments. For the love of God is this, that we obey his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome, for whatever is born of God conquers the world. And this is the victory that conquers the world, our faith. Who is it that conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not with the water only, but with the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one that testifies, for the Spirit is the truth. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. This is the sixth Sunday of Easter. That's what the church calendar says. But we all know what it really is, don't we? It's Mother's Day. Now, I'm of an age, and I suspect some of you are as well, when on Mother's Day we wore roses to church. Anybody remember that? Red if your mother was living, white if your mother was deceased. Don't see that anymore. I sort of miss it. It was interesting to me as I prepared this week's sermon to learn that here in America, a woman by the name of Anna Jarvis promoted this day and really worked for its recognition. And finally, it was officially recognized by President Woodrow Wilson in 1914, 101 years ago, right about now. Later on, this lady became disgusted with the commercialization of the day and actively worked against its celebration, obviously to no avail. Now, I know that you came to church this morning hoping for that history lesson. Despite the obvious overkill by florists and greeting card companies, Mother's Day is a good way of remembering and thanking our mothers for what they have done for us. I can still hear my mother saying to me as a teenager when I left the house, "Be careful, be careful." And then came the admonition, "Remember who you are." Well, we weren't very high on the social ladder, so I didn't have much to remember on that account. I think it was her way of saying to me, "Stay out of trouble." And sometimes I took her advice. But remembering who you are is important. It is essential to who we are as God's children. We are continually called to remembrance, a remembrance of what God has done for us. Part and parcel of who we are as God's children is to remember that we are chosen people. Now, I doubt many of you think of yourselves in that way. That's what the Bible says you are. You are chosen people. In this morning's gospel lesson, Jesus tells his disciples, "You did not choose me, but I chose you." And Jesus goes on to make clear that their discipleship is not something that they planned and that they executed. Jesus chose them and charged them with a purpose. They are to bear fruit, fruit that will last. So, you and I here today need to realize that we have not chosen Jesus. He has chosen us. And we may never understand the reasons for God's choice. It's enough if we learn what we're called to do, to love one another and to glorify the name of the Father by keeping the commandments that he has given us. So, my friends, this morning, realize you are chosen. Did you ever hear the phrase, "the chosen frozen"? It's often used to describe Episcopalians, the chosen frozen. When something is frozen, it is hard, it is unyielding, and it doesn't do anything. Now, that's a terrible title, isn't it? So what we need is a thaw. The frozen need to warm up. And the way that happens is to remember who we are. As God's chosen people, we are dearly loved. And we are called to abide, to live in that love. When we know who we are, then our hearts are warmed up, our spirits are warmed, and we can begin to bear fruit. The hymn that we just finished singing captures it well. Come, Holy Spirit, heavenly dove, with all thy quickening powers, kindle a flame of sacred love in these cold hearts of ours. This world of hatred, bitterness, and strife needs to know we are Christians by our love. We are chosen for a purpose. You and I are chosen for a purpose. We are predestined for this, to show God's love to one another and to the stranger. We are called, we are chosen, we are predestined for good. Thomas Merton gave good advice when he wrote, instead of loving what you think is peace, love others and love God above all. And instead of hating the people you think are warmongers, hate the appetite and disorder in your own soul, which are also causes of war. If you love peace, then hate injustice, hate tyranny, hate greed, but hate these things in yourself first, not in others. My friends, God has chosen you. To be chosen of God means that from the foundations of the world, God has elected you to salvation. You are loved by God and cared for. You are eternally secure in His choice. You are eternally secure in His choice. Do you believe that? Do you hear that? Never doubt who you are and whose you are. Because God has chosen us to be His sons and daughters, our lives are lived in a thankful response. And that response is to live as He wants us to live. And if we do that, then we will find ourselves to be people of compassion, people of kindness, of humility, of gentleness, and patience. We must always be asking ourselves, how are we doing as children of God? Are we responding to others with love? Do we respect the dignity of others? Do we speak and act for justice for all people? Do we seek the welfare of those who are different from us? Remember, we are chosen and we are challenged to be the people God has called us to be. My mother's admonition is a good one for all of us. Remember who you are. Amen.
Please join me in sharing our faith by saying the Nicene Creed found on page 358. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, life from life, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us and for our salvation.
peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Good morning. Thanks. I want to know if you're awake yet. Of course, I know sermons have a tendency to do that. I want to say thank you in advance to Lynn and Andy for their musical contribution, which we'll hear shortly. Next week, if you don't know it, one last announcement. We're going to Grace Point Retreat Center, Camp and Retreat Center, next Sunday. Information is in on how to get there is in your bulletin. We'll gather in the church parking lot and carpool up there. We considered getting a bus, but that way everybody would have to go and come back at the same time. And some of you may want to spend more time on the lake or whatever afterwards. Some of you may want to come back earlier. So that's why we're going to take cars. Now, our wardens are going to cook the hot dogs. And to give them some idea, how many of you plan to go up to Grace Point? Would you raise your hand? Okay, that gives us a good idea. Thank you. For those of you unable to go, there will be a Eucharist offered here on Saturday evening at 6 p.m. so that you can make your weekly communion. So don't forget those things. Tomorrow, vestry meets at 7 o'clock. And you may have seen in the narthex, we're beginning the process for the summer months of selecting the hymns you'd like to sing. Now, I know that there are times when your rector selects hymns that you say, oh no. We're giving you that chance to find your favorite old hymns, and we'll sing them during the summer months. So be sure to get an index card and write the number of the hymn down, as well as the title. And we will begin that in June. Finally, we want to say a fond farewell to Gwen and to Dennis, who are leaving us, but we hope not forever, that they will come back from time to time. But in the short time they've been part of us, they have endeared themselves to us, and we are so fortunate that we have had your presence with us for this time. We love you, we'll be thinking of you, and we want to see you again. All right. Yes. Gwen wants to say. I hope you heard that. Okay. We'll hold you to it. We'll give you a call. Okay. And you have something, I believe. Again, Godspeed, and we will see you again, I'm sure. Are there any other announcements to be made this morning? Ascribe unto the Lord the honor due his name, bring offerings, and come into his courts. Thank you. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly right to glorify you, Father, and to give you thanks. For you alone are God, living and true, dwelling in light and accessible from before time and forever. Fountain of life and source of all goodness, you made all things and filled them with your blessing. You created them to rejoice in the splendor of your radiance. Countless throngs of angels stand before you to serve you night and day. And beholding the glory of your presence, they offer you unceasing praise, joining with them and giving voice to every creature under heaven. We acclaim you and glorify your name as we sing. Acclaim you, Holy Lord, glorious in power. Your mighty works reveal your wisdom and love. You formed us in your own image, giving the whole world into our care, so that in obedience to you, our Creator, we might rule and serve all your creatures. When our disobedience took us far from you, you did not abandon us to the power of death. In your mercy, you came to our help, so that in seeking you, we might find you. Again and again, you called us into covenant with you, and through the prophets, you taught us to hope for salvation. Father, you loved the world so much that in the fullness of time, you sent your only Son to be our Savior. Incarnate by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, he lived as one of us, yet without sin. To the poor, he proclaimed the good news of salvation, to prisoners, freedom, to the sorrowful, joy. To fulfill your purpose, he gave himself up to death, and rising from the grave, destroyed death and made the whole creation new. And that we might live no longer for ourselves, but for him who died and rose for us, he sent the Holy Spirit, his own first gift for those who believe, to complete his work in the world and to bring to fulfillment the sanctification of all. When the hour had come for him to be glorified by you, his heavenly Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. At supper with them, he took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Father, we now celebrate this memorial of our redemption, recalling Christ's death and his descent among the dead, proclaiming his resurrection and ascension to your right hand, awaiting his coming in glory, and offering to you from the gifts you have given us, this bread and this cup. We praise you and we bless you. We praise you, we bless you, we give thanks to you, and we pray to you, Lord our God. Lord, we pray that in your goodness and mercy, your Holy Spirit may descend upon us and upon these gifts, sanctifying them and showing them to be holy gifts for your holy people, the bread of life and the cup of salvation, the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that all who share this bread and cup may become one body and one spirit, a living sacrifice in Christ to the praise of your name. Remember, Lord, your one holy Catholic and apostolic church, redeemed by the blood of your Christ. Reveal its unity, guard its faith, and preserve it in peace. And grant that we may find our inheritance with the Blessed Virgin Mary, with patriarchs, prophets, apostles, and martyrs, with Blessed Thaddeus, and all the saints who have found favor with you in ages past. We praise you in union with them and give you glory through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty God and Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, forever and ever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we're bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those
who trespass against us.
And lead us
not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia. Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia.
The gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died and rose for you. Feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. May Almighty God, who has redeemed us and made us his children through the resurrection of his Son, our Lord, bestow upon you the riches of his blessing. Amen. May God, who through the water of baptism has raised us from sin into newness of life, make you holy and worthy to be united with Christ forever. Amen. Amen. May God, who has brought us out of bondage to sin into true and lasting freedom in the Redeemer, bring you to your eternal inheritance. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you this day and remain with you always. Amen. Amen.